Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes. I just got the, did the mixer on your, where I was supposed to only pay $2 to $3. It was through a Walmart thing. And I had to answer a few questions and it said how many people would, 10 people a week or something like that. And so it had a little box and I pressed the button and it came up a free, another free try. Press that one and I think it's a West, I don't know if it's a Westinghouse or mixer. And so I put my card in number, my Visa card, and press the pay button, and it just, it spun around in a circle, then it comes up real light, and it says, pickup card dash L. And it would never say that it completely went through, but it must have went through because it didn't say it didn't. And it didn't say how much it charged me, which I hope there's no trick to this since it was Walmart's doing it. I thought I could trust them. Are you still there?
May I have your zip code?
63701.
And the first and last name?
Cynthia Bauer.
Okay, it looks like it was declined.
Now, I didn't say that.
I guess it's saying declined, so you may need to contact your bank.
Ma'am, I called the bank before I started. I have a bank account. This is, that's not even my bank account. That's where I just have money that stays in there, if you know what I mean. I guess you don't know what I'm it's money that was owed to me years back, and anyway, they put it on a card and put it in another, put in this card account. So I use that to pay extra large bills, and if I order something like that, I pay, use that to pay with that. I've got thousands of dollars in there.
Okay, ma'am. It's saying that it's declined.
Why would it be doing that?
That's why you need to contact your bank, because we don't decline cards. Your bank is probably stopping the payment from going through.
It's not a bank, ma'am. It's a card. I can call the card number, but...
Okay, so you'll need to call their customer
this
service.
This has happened before, and we don't know why, but I just went on and used a different company. That's another one, a product similar to that. It happened one other time besides this. I recently bought shoes and did QVC, and I even got a wheelchair thing. Those weren't declining. They was a lot of money. So, but I call every few days just to make sure that nothing's going on and make sure I still do have the right amount in there. And the paper food was in today, too. Almost $100. So I know what's in there. No one got into it and just took. So you don't have my card numbers there, do you?
Yes, ma'am, but it's saying that it declined. So you didn't see why they stopped your payment from going through.
My whole card number, when I punched in, shows up at your end.
It's showing the last four in the first six. That's all it's showing.
The last four numbers?
Yes.
It didn't show any more than that, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Who are you guys, if I can ask?
We're a third-party call center.
Okay. I don't mean to, I'm not, I don't know how to say this, but when this happened the other day, the only time it was declined, it wasn't something wrong with my card. It was something wrong with them, meaning... they were suspected scammers, is what I was told.
Okay.
So, I'm not saying you said you're a third party, right?
Correct.
So,
as I said, we don't stop the payments from going through the bank does or your card company.
Okay, what do you guys actually do?
We help assist with over hundreds of different products.
I mean, do you actually just, if it goes through, you just put a label on it, process it somehow, or what?
Yes, ma'am, but it didn't go through.
Yes, I understand that, ma'am. I'm not wanting to go through at this point. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just... So, you don't know who this company is or who they're through or where it's coming out of, do you?
We help assist with them, ma'am.
Okay, I know, but it said it's supposed to have been Walmart. But when I'm looking at the website and stuff, it's not, or where it came from. It's not you guys. It's another thing. So I'm just wondering, you don't know anything about them, and it wouldn't be your fault, I'm sure. So unless you do know something, do you know anything about this?
If you would have enrolled and gotten the product, that's where we come in at. It's to call and counsel or help out and help assist with that item.
I'm just wondering how much the fees are for them.
$7.95.
And it said it would be $2 to $3. I wonder
it's
why.
$7.95.
Okay. So that was different. Okay then. Thank you very much. I could use my bank card, but I really don't want to do that. So
thank you for calling customer support.